This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
I saw the outrage on our side, and I really truly feel like we lose credibility then when we do the same thing to people we don't like. I really do. And I think we got to rise above it. Colbert has shrunk his audience to such a degree, he's not going to be on there long. He's not going to be on there forever. But if we start going down this road, the next time they boycott a speaker on the left, the next time the left does this nonsense, we're going to turn around and we're going to say this has to stop. And they're going to say, but you guys did it to Colbert. And we'll say, no, it's different. And that's when we start doing exactly what the left does all the time. Well, it's different this time. Coulter's different. You see, Milo's different. This is different. It's different. And then the boycotts of these companies where all these advertisers start bailing, which then ultimately led to Bill O'Reilly being out. Look, you want to boycott companies? Go ahead. Fine. You know what? You make a choice as a consumer in the marketplace to do your thing. I understand that. And you got to vote with your dollars. You vote with your pocketbook. It's a very, very important way to vote. I don't believe in boycotts because I don't believe it is. It's the kind of thing where you want to go down this road because there are a lot of. I saw what happened with Rush. I saw sponsors fleeing because of what Rush said about Sandra Fluke. I saw what they did. I saw the coordinated effort they did on this station. I saw how there were sponsors who would not run advertisements on his show. It hit me in the wallet because I had a sponsor whose ad ran during Rush accidentally, and then the sponsor bailed. So I lost, that hit us personally. That hit me and my family. I've seen it, and I don't want to be part of it. I understand people do because I see it on Twitter. I understand it's our turn, and we got to give them a taste of our own medicine. We don't, because we're better than that. We're better than them. That's why we are better. That's why they lost. They lost because people – and the more Stephen Colbert, by the way, comes out and acts like a jackass like that and offensive and says those horrible things, he's dooming himself. So when a guy's dooming himself like that, you don't need to jump in with the pitchforks and say, oh, it's time to go get him. He's getting himself. He's going to do it all on his own. He's going to do it all by himself. But we have to be better than that. Because I didn't go to Berkeley last week to stand on that campus in defense of Ann Coulter, who has said things that I really don't agree with. But those people out there go, well, what she said was so hurtful. What she said was so wrong. She needs to be silenced because of this. And I heard them. I talked to them. I talked to those people who are boycotting and protesting. And Trump's speech. Trump needs to be silenced. What Trump said was offensive. Trump said this. Trump said that. And they go down the line. And this, I don't want to be them. They detest me. They really do. This notion of, I heard something I don't like. I want a head on a pitchfork. I want somebody to pay. I want there to be justice. I want. It's this spoiled brat mentality, and I can't quite frankly take it. And I don't want to be part of it. And so, if you want to be part of it, knock yourself out. But I can't be a hypocrite. I can't be a hypocrite and go and defend Milo and Ann, who have both said controversial things that people say hurt their feelings, and then turn around and say, oh, I don't like what Stephen Colbert said. I want him fired. Well, you punish speech, you punish speakers, then everybody should get a chill. Because when they see success down this pathway, they continue to do it. And they never stop doing it. And that argument about, well, they did it to us, so we got to do it to them. No, we rise above it and we show people we're better than that. That's why Republicans, I think, in my opinion, it's part of the reason why Trump won is because of the boycotts and the backlashes and the crybabies about free speech and the people that want to shut people down and the people that are offended at every word. That's part of the reason why the guy got elected. And we don't want to go down the road of the snowflakes. You go down that road of a snowflake and you're going to find outrage all over everywhere you go. And you're going to look around and it's never going to stop. And then you're going to realize at some point that the power dynamic has shifted. And then suddenly it's a boycott. Fire Zeoli is the hashtag. Hashtag fire Zeoli. Hashtag boycott my sponsors. And then when I need people to come and defend me, those same people can't because they were the ones out there saying fire Colbert. We need consistency on this, because this is where we win. We win on this area. We win on this. Colbert has exposed himself to the nation as a vile guy filled with a lot of anger issues and hatred and a lot of problems. And you know what? Colbert on his own, will the marketplace will deal with his show just fine. It's a very, very easy remedy. Don't watch his show. Don't watch it. Just don't watch it. Period. End of story. And then things will work out. All right, that's my little rant. 855-839-1210, pound 1210 in a cell. Michelle is in Montgomery County. She's first up on this. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Rich. First of all, I think I spotted you on Fox News video feed on that Buckley campus. If you were wearing jeans, white sneakers, a blue shirt, a black backpack, and your glasses on your head, you were in the shot.
Well, that's me, except for the white sneakers. That sounds very, very dorky. I was not wearing white sneakers. I had on very, very cool hip shoes.
Okay.
But I did have a backpack on because I wanted to look like the kids.
Okay. I hear what you're saying, but quite frankly, I don't think anyone who is one of your listeners is watching Colbert.
Right.
And from what I'm reading and hearing, it's really not a protest against him due to the disrespect to President Trump. It's rather because his remark is being taken as homophobic. So the people who won't normally watch him, they're not going to have a reaction to this. I looked at it and figured, you know, what a loser. And that's consistent with my perception of him. I don't think it has anything to do with his attack on Trump. I think it's because they consider that one part of his remark to be homophobic.
Yes, you're right. There is that. But unfortunately, I've seen some elements on our side who want him fired because of the attack on Trump.
Yeah, well, you know, there are going to be some in every group, but keep up the good work, okay?
Oh, thanks, Michelle. Appreciate it. And I looked very handsome on Fox News.
Were you really on Fox News? I didn't.
It was a shot of the crowd.
Okay.
That's all it was. Low energy pool feed camera. You know what I mean?
Riccioli 3 to 6. Talk radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.